I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Libertarian House candidate Eleanor Swanson was asked, before President Donald Trump's rally in Billings last week, to move her campaigning away from Rimrock Auto Arena. She was also told she couldn't wear a campaign t-shirt inside the venue. YPR caught up with Swanson this morning to get her reaction and to see if she was able to get into the Trump rally.
I was told that only Trump politics are allowed inside.
Swanson and her two boys had been standing just behind the protesters gathered on the sidewalk near the entrance to Metro Park. Swanson and her children wore blue campaign t-shirts, and Swanson stuck some campaign signs into the lawn.
I was surprised how far the barrier existed, given that I was told to leave even that outdoor area where attendees were lining up.
So she moved. Later, they walked back up the hill and entered into the arena.
After I covered up my t-shirt and my kids' t-shirts, we went inside the event and then flipped them, you know, uncovered them. And inside the event, I had our t-shirts on again.
Once inside, Swanson says she resumed talking to potential voters and handing out her card. She says she recognized several faces and that people were friendly. The Billings attorney says she disagrees with the so-called free speech policy that was in place. It's not new, say Metro Park officials. Marketing director Ray Massey adds the arena was rented by a private entity, in this case, by the Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. He adds it's a special case when the venue is leased by the president. He says in that case, the Secret Service, along with local and state law enforcement officials, not Metro Park, set the ground rules.
The area is privately rented, and so they're within their rights to move people. We do have a free speech zone that we're required to have as a public entity.
Massey says even though this event was open to the public after they applied for and received a ticket, it's considered private because the Trump campaign sent a deposit by FedEx for $6,910. The final bill is still being calculated. Metro Park General Manager Bill Dutcher says what Swanson encountered is not new. He says there is a policy in place when it comes to political candidates.
There's nobody that can campaign unless they rent a spot. A couple people did rent banners during the fair that were running for politics. See, then it's controlled that way. But there's no just free willing walking through grounds or standing out on sidewalks handing stuff out. That's totally prohibited.
He says the policy also expands to others, like business owners or activists who may also want to hand out materials. Dutcher says the policy has been vetted.
Here's where our county attorney comes in. They cannot block traffic, as we've had in the anti-marijuana things, or we've had tobacco products things. We had protesters during the circus. They can stand off to the side of the sidewalk, and they can ask you to come over and talk to them. Once they impede traffic walking towards them, if one's talking to Jamie and Ray has to stop behind her, that's when the county can ask them to leave the premises. And we've been through this for years, and we got it down to a good science.
As for the vendors selling Trump t-shirts, buttons, and other memorabilia in the parking lot and on the sidewalk, Dutcher says that was up to the event organizers and that Metro Park officials were not involved. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.